Low Sunday at Gussie's. So today is described as Low Sunday, and that's because people turn out for the big event for Easter, but then they don't come to church the week after when all the fuss is over, the parade has left town, and all the Easter eggs have been eaten. As if there's no point to it now that Jesus has done his thing. And Peter, as we see, does rather a pokey sermon in Acts. And I want to do the same on Low Sunday. Well, a little sermonette. I got some kickback to a meme on Facebook the other day, which showed the empty tomb and three crosses behind it. And it had words that said, the three-day lockdown that changed the world. And the question that was levelled at me was, has it? How? After all the ceremony of Easter, has Jesus changed the world? We're nearly 2,000 years later. Does the world look any different? Greed and violence and disease still prevail. People still die. What has changed? And what is your answer to that? And how has what he did changed your life and mine? I've started to read a book again that I tried to read before. It's called The Crucified God by Jürgen Moltmann, and it's a fitting book for Easter, but hard going with lots of big words and complex theories and philosophies. But I want to share with you a challenge from that book that I'm taking very seriously. Moltmann writes, thus the motivation for the call to follow Christ is eschatological and must not be understood in a moral sense. It is a call into the future of God, which is now beginning in Jesus, and for the sake of this future, it is not only necessary, but possible, to break one's links with the world which is now passing away, and abandon a concern for one's own life. And this has been making me ponder during lockdown when my own routines have been broken. Is Easter all about going to church? Or is it about following Christ? To believe that his ways are the best. To fellowship with him and live our lives in the way of truth and love at all times. A lot of people are saying that once the coronavirus thing is over, that we cannot go back to living life as normal. So how should we be living it? I think that we need to fellowship with him and live our lives in the way of truth and love at all times. Sometimes that's scary. Sometimes it's very countercultural. And when he was here and he lived like that, he got grief. But I think that this time is a time to look forward to his promises and the future that he told us about, however long it takes to arrive. So when the lockdown doors are opened, will you live your lives any differently because of who he is and what he's done? Amen.